Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is a beautiful, windy, little cool day here. This is Sabrina Williams, and I am your host at the perfect radio station, ladies said, Volante Grant with WBDM Media. I just want to welcome you guys and say that it is a blessed day, that you are loved by God. You are wanted and you are special. No matter what you go through today, what you have going on, God has your back and you're going to be okay. Here at WBDN Media, we have a lot of shows that do happen on the air that maybe you guys are not aware of. On Saturday, we do the Saturday Social with my, I am the host and Volante is the host. I'm the co-host and Volante is the host. And we have a, literally get to talk about fun things. Like last week it was do-it-yourself as we talked about hair. So I'm going to play the intro for that so you guys can be aware of that. And that's our Saturday. And then I'll be playing the intro for some of our other shows because I want to make sure that you guys understand at WBDN Media, we have a passion for people. We're here to support and encourage you guys, and we want to hear from you. So this is our Saturday social intro.
The weekend is here. Time to relax and unwind with the Saturday Social and your co-hosts, Volante and Sabrina.
Now, you want to make sure you tune in for the Saturday Social because that's a fun one. It's a great show. It not only do we talk about do-it-yourselfers, we talk about just all kinds of topics, but we want you to tune in for that. And then my favorite one that we are working on and continuing with is Word-a-thon.
Words that stir your soul. Words that touch your heart. Words that inspire your mind. Words that free your spirit. The Word-a-thon with your host, Volante.
Now, while we're waiting for our guest to come on, I want to play a one for you that I thought was a show that I did that I thought was fun. It was called Laughter and Rising Above. We're going to play this, and this is a throwback on Thursday for one of the shows that the Diva did that I love.
Good morning. This is Conversations with the Diva, and we are on the phone with Ms. Cheryl Roberts. Cheryl Roberts has been very graciously and great, nice to us in the last few days in Conversations with the Diva because we're having technical difficulties, but we do love Blog Talk Radio, and those are going to get the fix. It is Thursday morning, February 12th, and Cheryl Roberts is a sexual abuse survivor, and Cheryl's going to talk about her new book and the tour that she's going to be starting. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. Now, tell us about you, tell us what you're doing, and tell us about the wonderful book that you have written and that you're going to be starting on tour with.
Again, my name is Cheryl Roberts, and I live in Houston, Texas, and I am an incest survivor. I was abused from the time I was 4 until I was 15, and basically just suffered in silence for many years, so I just pretty much cope with my...
So Cheryl was Cheryl's going to be on the air again. Cheryl has two books out now. One she was talking about. The other one is My Body is Not Your Playground, which Cheryl was on for a couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. Today we're going to be talking about teenagers, depression, and anger. We all have teenagers. I have two sons, Solomon and Eli. You know, it's hard to know if your child is depressed or if they're angry, but I know as parents, sometimes we think when our children are acting up, we want to instantly say, you know, it's them. It's just their teenager. Well, sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes our children are depressed and they have a lot going on, and it's hard for them to use their words literally to be able to say, you know, I'm depressed, because maybe they don't even themselves understand what's going on. So today we're going to talk about how do you know if your child's depressed, or how do you know if your child just needs more structure in their lives and what's going on with that. So today, as we prepare for that, let's talk about that. You have a teenager who's just lately, they've been getting good grades, grades have been going down, they've been struggling with just staying, with functioning with other people, or with just being able to cope with their homework. And every time you say something to them, they just burst out in anger, tears. Maybe they're sleeping more, and you're just struggling. Are they depressed? Well, the first place you would want to start with is you would want to make sure that you can get them to a counselor. And let's talk about that. I know it's really hard for people, for parents, especially African Americans. I have to say that because we're taught to keep everything in because we're so nervous about what we call the man or the law or somebody thinking bad of us. But you have to put all of that aside and you have to say, you know what, this is for my child. So for the first thing you need to do is get them to a counselor. Where do you start? If, say, you don't have the money, there are many agencies that you can call. You can call 211, which is in all cities, and they will direct you to a counselor. And you can get an assessment for your child. Maybe it's just that they just need somebody to talk to, and they don't know who they can talk to. Because a lot of times you can have a child who's depressed and could lead into, that can further go into teen suicide. So here's a couple of questions that we want to be able to ask your child if you think that they're depressed, or maybe there's something else. We're talking about depression. Maybe there's something else that's going on. So you want to talk about that first. And, you know, you just have to remember, you have to be there for your child. You don't judge them. Don't make them think that they're a bad person, because with depression, we always hear people say, oh, you know, you can get up and you can exercise and you can just be happy. Well, that's not always the case, because I struggle with depression. So sometimes exercising, being happy is not always going to make you happy, because sometimes they may be sad, they may be discouraged, and maybe they're down once in a while. But for sometimes, it may be once in a while, but then for sometimes the mood doesn't go away. So we want to make sure that we, as parents, that we are addressing that and that they are getting the help that they need with that. Because what we don't want to do is send your child into a whirlwind where they have to, you know, end up in a hospital, or you're trying to, they're missing school or other things. So we just want to make sure that we understand that that depression is real. I know sometimes we want to say that our child is just bad, and, you know, and it's just them, and they're not listening, and that's not the case, because sometimes it is things that are going on with them that they need help with. So that's one thing. Another thing is we want to make sure that, you know, we want to talk to the school. Maybe it was something at school that started it that they can't talk about, that they don't feel comfortable talking about. Maybe they're having problems with peers. Maybe they're just, you know, maybe they, a lot of times kids can be mean, and maybe they're not fitting into a group that they're supposed to be fitting into or what they want to fit into. So we just want to make sure that, you know, that we're saying to them that you're going to be okay. So, maybe kids don't feel like, a lot of times when kids are sad or depressed, they don't want to talk to their parents. Would you want to talk to you when you're depressed? No, because you know what? Sometimes as parents, we're trying to fix and we can't fix, and they don't want to be judged. So that's one thing. So say that you do talk to your child and say that they are saying, hey, you know what? Mom and Dad, I'm just down. Things are bothering me. Well, help them learn to cope with their feelings. Two ways you can do that. You can write a feeling. You can write your feelings in a notebook, and you can tell them, and they can. And for a couple of weeks, they write down their feelings. You guys get together on a nightly basis. Yes, parents, I did say a nightly basis, because when it comes to kids, when we think they're depressed, and especially teenagers between the ages of 15 and 18, we're not trying to send them into any more, as I call it, chaos. So sit with them nightly. If after 2 weeks that this is not getting better, then you really do need to say, okay, you know what? We've tried it this way. Mom, Dad's concerned about you. Let's take you and let's go get some additional help, okay? Then they need to, if they decide that they're okay and they're getting better, then this is a good idea for them to write down their feelings and habits in a notebook. Like if they're having trouble sleeping, if they had too little sleep or too much sleep. These are also signs you want to look for teen depression. You want to look for these signs with adult depression, but especially with teens. Have they had trouble sleeping? Have they had problems eating? Have they felt hopelessness, guilty, irritable, agitated, worthless? And the reason, and let's go back to irritable and agitated, because sometimes when your child is lashing out and there is something going on, maybe it's not depression. It could be anxiety. It could be anything. Maybe they are overwhelmed, like my son was, overwhelmed with the idea of being a really smart kid, having lots of college offers and not wanting to disappoint anybody. You know, if he wanted to go in the military, if he wanted to accept this scholarship, and being a super overachiever like his mommy. So, you know, you have to think about that. So, because sometimes that anger can turn into agitation, anger, and it's not just because they're being a teenager. Sometimes it is. If they're crying, if they're dropping friends or withdrawing from the family, key thing, and this is how important it is for families to be on knowing what they're being able to, you know, work with your child and say, hey, you know, what's going on with you, babe? You know, mom sees this. We see this going on. You know, what do you think? And so that they know that you're actually thinking about them. If they just always want to be alone all of a sudden, or they're lonely and they spend a lot of time in their room, and check this out. If they're spending so much time on video games and they don't want to have anything to do with anybody else, again, we need to get that addressed. If they're feeling fatigued, or if they're feeling tired or concentrating, bad dreams, continual bad dreams. If they're, and let's face the facts, parents, drugs, smoking, drinking habits. And yes, this can start as early as 11 years old, or sometimes younger in my industry that I see it. I lost the one-page note, sorry. If they have difficulty making decisions, and that's one of the things for teenagers, because we don't understand. Okay, a lot of people say, oh, my God, they shouldn't have anything to be depressed. They don't work. Parents give it to them, give everything to them. But remember, they're between 15 and 18, they're getting ready to go out in the world and do their own thing. Yes, they can come back and talk to their parents sometimes not, but they're getting ready to be adults. Have they thought about death or suicide? And if they think, and this is a key one, if death or suicide is immediate and they have said yes and can identify a plan, and if they've said yes, then just stop what you're doing. Immediately get them to the nearest doctor or emergency room to get a mental health assessment, because this is something we want to protect them for, because this can quickly go sour. And tell them, don't worry, just relax. We're going to rise above this. So the way that you can get them sometime to ask them, like, are you sad? Yes, sometimes no. There's three ways. Yes, sometimes no. Three answers. So I got a lot of these. This information came from, let me give you the website, Depression Teens Help. So that's one place that you guys can go to. Remember, if you're listening to this and you listen to Conversations with a Diva, and you might have a kid that you think is depressed or just needs some mental health help just for, maybe it's a divorce, maybe the child has been a victim of domestic violence or experienced domestic violence in a relationship with a mom or a dad, call 211 in your local area, ask for counseling, and that can be given for you. You're not alone. This is not something that you do alone or that you're by yourself. We do have our next guest on the line. Let's bring him in. Good morning, Mr. Anthony.
Can you
hear
me? Hello.
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is Aaron Wesley, not Anthony.
Oh, well, you'll be okay. Hi, Aaron. Sorry.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm sorry.
I didn't have my glasses on, so you know what? Every letter A, something looks the same to me. So I put my glasses on. I apologize.
That's okay.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling great.
You're driving. I can hear you're driving, and you don't have your glasses on.
No, I don't have my glasses. I'm driving. I'm sitting here thinking about barbecue in Dallas, Texas, and I'm listening to this talk show about children and depression. And I just got to say, I mean, I'm old school. My parents come home and just beat you, and then you get up there. And times have changed. Kids are different. They're different.
Yeah, they are different. They're very different little beasts. Your parents just beat you. I can relate to that. You're not depressed. I'll give you something to be depressed for. Get up. Do some work around the house.
Yeah.
That's what my mom used to say. Get up. Okay? You want to be depressed?
I'm going to tell you.
I would tell you, you're right, because in our day, we were too busy. In my day, because I'm 50, my mom did not. You sad? Let me give you something to be sad for. What you want, the belt or the iron for? Okay, I'm not sad, Mom. I'm changing my mind. Okay, because you know what? Don't be giving me sadness.
Yeah, it's a great day today. Put the extension cord down, please, lady.
Lady, stop it. Okay, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. What do you need? Because I used to always go, okay, Mom, what do you need? What do you need help with? I need you. And I always used to say, I'm going to need you not to do that. That's always how I learned to say, I don't need you not to whoop me today. Because my mom, once she got divorced, if you look at her sideways, you were done. So,
I remember one time my mama hit me, and I said, I'm going to tell my daddy. That was the worst thing I could have ever said to that woman. That woman beat me so good when he came over. I asked him not to ever come around. He was a bad
comic.
I meet you at the bar, you know. One thing I realized, though, is that kids, when my parents split up, it hurt me because I loved both my parents. I was torn between both my mom and my dad. Now, when my dad was gone, my mom had a boyfriend. The first thing I said, hey, he ain't my daddy, you know, but I wanted my mom to be happy, so...
Right.
Some of my childhood was rushed into adulthood because I had to watch over my mom. Even while I was a little boy, but I had to watch over her to help her in any way I could. And I come from a large family, and then I had a large family. I had 9 children. And
9?
Parenting doesn't come with a manual. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't. It comes with a belt, though.
Oh, no. You messed the first kid up because you... getting it right for the next kids. By the time you get to the last one, you know what you're doing. So you messed up a couple of kids on the way, you know.
So they had to try it with 9 kids to get it right? Is that what it was?
No, they had to try to get it right. I just ended up with 9 kids, and I raised them all. I never paid child support. I met up to my responsibilities because of the way
did
I was
you
raised.
Really? We have to salute you. There's a silent salute with our hats off to you because you know what, Aaron? I am so proud of you because you know what? I work in the industry, and there's a lot of dads and lately moms who are not stepping up to the plate when the parents get divorced because the motto is, you know, like for my ex-husband, he said that I didn't want him, so the money didn't want me. Okay, that's cool because we can talk about that in someplace else. But I know if you don't give for your kids, somebody's going to be seeing Jesus up in here. So let's see how that works for you. Because, see, I'm not one of those moms who would take people to court. I got other ways. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get my money. Because, see, I go to court. I got to talk to a court about you. I'm done. Yeah.
Well,
and
no,
I divorced
I
you.
I divorced him
because you were short.
Right. Okay.
Let me go on with yourself. No, so tell us about you. Tell us, Aaron, how you got into comedy, why you got into it. Tell us about you.
Well, I was funny all my life as a child. And like I said, I grew up a little faster than I should have, and I was exposed to things. And I started seeing things in a different light. I really thought stuff was funny, even though it wasn't. Even after I got a whooping, I laughed because the way I got to whooping. And it got to a point where my parents would sneak up on me and whoop me when I was asleep because of they tried to confront me with a whoop, and I'd say something, and they start laughing, and I get out there, whoop, I got many whoopers like that. And so until they start sneaking up on me like Indians early in the morning.
Like Indians.
You know, I never got whooped.
My mom, you know what I did? My mom, she tried to whooping it on me, and you know what? I figured it out like halfway through. I was like, I got her down pat. So I go to sleep with two pair of pants on and two shirts, and then I put my pajamas on. So when she pulled the covers back to try to whoop me, I'd be like, go ahead, lady, because I got this covered.
That don't work with an extension cord. The extension cord will whip right through them clothes.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what? It lessened the pain. It lessened the pain, and you know what? At least I wasn't yelping like I was being murdered. And you know what? Because my mama, I don't know about your mama, but she'd always say, stop crying. You're hitting me. Stop crying, though.
Yeah, well,
stop yelling. You're hurting me.
Well, my mama hit you in such a call. You wouldn't say stop. You'd be like Jesus. And she's like, Jesus ain't got nothing to do with this. This is me and you. And so I didn't think church was working for me because Jesus wasn't here when I needed him. I wanted him to experience some of this whooping I was getting. And I never got whooped for the same thing twice. That's one thing I contribute to this pension cord. But once you get whooped for something, you're like, I ain't going to never do that again. And you would never do it again. So I look at kids today.
You know what? Today in my house, I have to just say, other than the lamps and the TV, there's no iron. You know, like you have the irons, like you iron your clothes.
Yeah.
There's
right.
No irons allowed in my house because my mom used to rip those off. There's no extra extension cords allowed in drawers. My mom would always have a supply that she'd go to the local, supply store and get.
Yeah.
You don't have any of those in my house. And if I see them, I will get rid of them because I just go back to the days. Go to that drawer. I ain't going to that drawer to get an extension cord. Are you crazy,
oh, yeah,
lady?
See you outside to get your own switch. I'm like, really?
No, I was the only smart one in my family. My brother used to always go out and get a switch. We used to live in Los Angeles, California, and my mom used to say, go outside and get the switch to bring it. I was like, yeah, okay. So I got smart. I knew that if I stayed outside for all day, she wouldn't want me. So I learned to take a sandwich with me, and some fruit, and I would just like take a cup of water, and I have a cup because I can go. You know, you drink out of the water faucet at those days. But I got smart. My mom used to always laugh and sit in the window and watch me, and I wouldn't come in, because you're gonna whoop me. My brothers though would go back in and get the whoopers. I ain't getting no switch for you, lady. What's wrong with you?
My mama would sneak up on you and whoop you in front of everybody, and then. I'm going to tell you another thing. I remember I get mad at my mama and my daddy. I'm like, I ain't eating none of y'all food. And be the first one at the table when dinner was ready. So
okay.
I remember those days, man. And I'm not saying that we should beat our kids with extension cords or whatnot, because I never hit my kids with a extension cord. What I would do is buy them what they have, but I would take it back when they did something I didn't like. So I would buy stuff that they like, Xbox, PlayStation, all that stuff. But they won't, because the other kids said that I don't want them to be embarrassed. You see, I'd be with them parents in the morning.
You didn't want them to be embarrassed of what? Not having those things?
I didn't want them to be embarrassed thinking we were poor, even though we were.
No, we weren't poor, and I still, when my kids were younger, we weren't poor, but I refused to get those because this is what I said. You can have an X in a box. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a PlayStation. I set up three little areas in the house. Here's PlayStation 1, 2, and 3. We can go outside.
Okay,
I
didn't
care for all that. I'm a crazy mama. I don't care what people thought. Because my kids used to always say, you can't come to my house. My mom doesn't believe in that stuff. And you know what? Don't let her talk to your mom because she'll talk to your mom. I talk to a lot of moms out of that. What do they need that for? They don't even have no damn jobs. And I got to buy all those games that they go through in like 2 minutes. I'll pay $55 for a game that you're gonna prank me out, punk me out, and get the game, and you're done. And now I'm out $55. No, uh-uh. You can play with a box in a corner.
Check this out. Check this out. Our motivating force was education in my house, and it was the same thing when I was growing up. So I used those ideas and those tools to get them to do well in school. I have a daughter that flies helicopters for the military base. She's in Fort Bragg
does
right now.
Does she really?
I have another daughter in Berkeley. I have another daughter in New York. I have a daughter that lives in L.A. in the jungle, so I have three grandsons. Then I got some boys. And I learned from my mama, if don't nobody call you, they all right. If they call, start calling you, they got issues and problems, they're going to need some help. So when my kids don't call me, I know they're okay. Sometimes we have to get creative in what we do and how we do, you know, for our kids. Everybody has a different way because kids are different nowadays. They're not like you know, kids are watching Three Stooges and Little Rascals. Now they're watching porn on the internet and experimenting with drugs, staying out, going to rave parties. It didn't change. And it's scary because some parents don't know how to deal with it.
And I think that's true, that you brought up a good point when you said earlier about, you know, spanking your child and stuff and our parents in our day. I think part of the kids today, I mean, and that's something that should be brought up. I think as parents, we're afraid to discipline our kids because of what we know that our kids can call and make reports on us or other people call. But I think what you're saying is actually true. There's a lot of structure missing with kids, and there's a lot of things that's going on. And when kids have too much freedom, that can lead them to be depressed because they have nobody sitting there monitoring them, telling them what to do. And kids, I can tell you, I work with kids all day, 33 years, and they'll tell you, all I want my mom and dad to do is care about what I'm doing. Because sometimes, a lot of, when you talk to kids, a lot of the anger that leads into depression is a lot of kids who are not structured, things are not going on, or they do. So I believe that what you're saying is actually valid.
Well, it's only from experience. I mean, and like I said, every family, every household is different. You know, like in my household, well, it used to be a household. Now I wish I had a kid. I'd let them take out the trash and wash the dishes because I don't want to do it. But At the same time, I remember I was talking to my kids. I said, you know, you guys don't support me in my comedy. You don't come see me in nothing. They said, Dad, we know you. We know your material. We know who you are. We didn't hear every joke you got you're going to come up with. We just know you, Dad. So we know you're funny. We know you're going to do well. Okay. And then they started coming. They were coming to a couple of shows. Here's the funny part. Come to the show, at the end of the show, I get a tab from my kids. So your kids, this is for your kids. And I'm like, okay, I don't want you. Don't come to none of my shows. Y'all talk too much to support me, you know. And I love them to death, you know, but your kids can teach you too, you know. So, well, you want us to come to the show, I want some hot wings. I'm going to have a cocktail because I'm old enough now. You know,
wait, they have jobs. Oh, my God.
Sure, they got jobs. They got jobs. They don't lie. You know, it's still the same old cliche. For Father's Day, I would get a tie and some socks and maybe some boxes that would not fit. But the thing is, I always let them know it was the thought that counts. And so now that I live alone and I'm doing my thing out here in this whole big, wide world, I love them. I have good memories, and I know that they're doing good because of the way that they were raised. So it opens the door for me to do what I want to do with my life. And I'm a joke slinger. I tell jokes all day, every day. Also, I'm a chef. I work for a really big organization, and I enjoy doing it. I did the same job to raise my kids. And I gave them an idea. You got to pick something in your life to do to earn a living. It's going to be a demand. And it's like, like, was always going to be some hungry people. I'm hungry right now, you know. I want to get money, so I got to get a job. You know what I'm saying? So I got a job as a cook now. I can eat at my job all the time. I save on my
Nothing's wrong with that. Real quick, we're going to go to a commercial break. But before we do, we want to give a shout-out to Latrice Cole, Kush Comedy Cafe, for continually providing great comedians. And we just love her. We thank her for listening on the line. We also want to say good morning. She's going to give you some what? Chicken wings?
No, some barbecue. I want no damn wings. She promised me some barbecue. I'm going to get that barbecue.
You know what? You ain't getting no barbecue before I get the barbecue. And Latrice hears me. She better bring that food over here to Las Vegas. And I've seen that food online. And I'm going to need them to come over here and open up a barbecue store and stop that. Now, I need that barbecue.
I will steal your car if you get that barbecue.
Okay, you know what? You know, violence is acceptable on certain levels, especially when you're from, my mom is from Kilgore, Texas, and you're from Texas, and you know people love the Dallas Cowboys and barbecue. Now, I'm prepared to get on a plane and whoop you for her barbecue.
If you hit,
don't
girl,
start.
I'm going to do like the kids.
You ain't getting no barbecue before me. So that means I would have to fly my butt to Dallas, Texas. I'm done with you. Be quiet. Nobody. I'm just done. I've seen that barbecue online. Let me tell you, I want to give a shout out to Annie's Barbecue. I did an article on Annie's Barbecue. It's a hole in the wall for $6.99 people in Las Vegas. You can get Annie's Barbecue. You can get the rib tips and chicken and the bread to sop up the barbecue
Eddie,
sauce.
Is Eddie married? You ain't got a phone number. All right, this ain't no joke.
Oh, you're not joking. Annie
like
is
barbecue.
Actually...
I love barbecue. Is he married? Yeah, huh? Annie, call me.
Eddie's not calling you. Eddie is married. You know what? Stop it. Speaking of that, let's talk about.
Wait, who the cook? Him or Eddie? Her or Eddie? Which one cooks the barbecue? Because the one that don't cook the barbecue is the one we going to get rid of, all right?
Oh, my God.
I'm coming to Eddie with some roses and a box of shit. I don't care which one I'm taking. Just give me some barbecue. It's cold. I'm thinking about barbecue.
Okay, wait, let me tell you about my barbecue I just did last Sunday, because you know I'm a Game of Thrones people. Hey, Game of Thrones fans. So we have a barbecue every Sunday. So I put on 15 steaks on the grill. We rub them out with the rub. We have the chicken and everything. So what turned into a barbecue for what's supposed to be 6 people turned into a barbecue for 20, because I'm barbecuing chicken and ribs and everything. And I had the rib tips. I do them in the crock pot, and then I take them after they're done, and then I throw them on the grill just to brown them. So I'm sitting there looking at everybody, because all of a sudden now, one friend calls another one, oh, Sabrina, barbecuing up here. Okay, first of all, you guys didn't pay your $20 for the food, okay, because it's $20 for all the food you can eat and the drinks, okay? I even provide the drinks, so I'm a great bartender. And
wait,
dessert,
wait,
mind
it, you. You charge $20? Do you take EBT?
I'm done.
I'm gonna give you an EBT card in the RV for the barbecue.
Wait, okay, so I love to cook. Let me tell you something. I love to cook. Can't find a man because nobody wants to marry me because they tell me I'm bossy and aggressive. So, but the thing is, this is my ideal dream man. Some man that wants to go to work, wants me to work, and likes me to cook and clean and do the laundry, because I love to cook and do laundry. Okay, so. Since I can't do that, what I do is on Sundays I throw parties. Every other Sunday I throw Game of Thrones is now on for the rest of the season. So every Sunday for the next 10 weeks, 10 weeks we'll have Game of Thrones party. But my thing is, my friends don't like to cook, but these people come up here, eat up all your food and want plates to take home. I'm like, hold on. I'm cool with that. I need $20. That's not a lot to ask.
I tell you what you do. See, you said some key things to me. You like to cook and clean, and you're bossy and aggressive. You make a perfect LAPD officer. And that way, when you join the force and you have your barbecue, you can just pull your gun out, start tasing some asses. I bet you they wouldn't come with no to-go boxes. They come with lawyers.
Stop. Please be
enough. You
come to people's houses and just eat up all their food and then take to-go box. And when people bring their own containers to my parties. Now, that's a little much. You didn't even go to the grocery store.
Oh, hey, look.
Now, I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what if you let me come and eat with a to-go box, I'll let you taser me one time. That's all you get one time.
Okay,
I'll get my to-go box.
That's a deal. That's a deal. Okay, I can deal with that. Okay, I can deal with that. But I'm just saying, because I figured, wait a minute, I'm spending a lot of money, because I spent a good $500-$600. I never make the $20 just goes into the other one. And I don't mind, but some of my friends, they're the first person, like when you go to their house, like my one friend, she's notorious for this. When you go to her house, okay, I'm going to need everybody to bring this, this, and this. What are you doing? Oh, I'm hosting it at my house. Well, then you should be cooking. You guys know I don't cook. So we bring in the food, but coming to your house. Really?
Well, she evidently she is networking her ass off,
No, she's not networking. She's called getting her friends to cater to her little happy, yappy ass. And if we didn't like her, we wouldn't do it. But I'm telling you right now, and I told her, know what, you need to stop this because she wants to dictate. Okay, I can only, this is her, Sabrina, I can only have your twice baked potatoes and that chicken that you make with the spinach. Who does that?
Well, look,
and then she tells everybody what they're bringing.
That's the art of working without working, okay? That's what she's doing.
Well, she needs to stop that because that ain't happening.
Don't tell them come to Dallas, Texas with that mess on them comedy shows we're doing out there with Miss Cole, because if she thinks she's gonna come and do something and don't go participate, she better bring a side of ribs with her or something.
I heard that food is the bomb. I mean, oh my God, that is. We need to do a show just on barbecue and how people barbecue their meat. I'm always interested in how everybody, when they barbecue, like some people use barbecue sauce, some people don't. I mean, I boil my ribs and then I put them in the rib tips in a crock pot. Now my chicken, I boil real quick.
Lady, I'm on the field. You just made me so hungry, I feel homeless. Let's talk about comedy. You made me
okay,
so hungry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
This lady just driving to eat a McDouble. I had to ram her car and take it. I'm hungry. You done messed up now. You owe me an apology.
Well, you know what? I apologize that we made you hungry. That's Latrice. Latrice, get that man some food. Okay, now, so again, we thank Kush Comedy Cafe. We thank WBD and Media, Volante Grant, for allowing this, the conversation with the Diva. Don't forget to tune into our Saturday social. We have next Wednesday night, we have Sonny. He's a IBBF fitness pro with a body that's just to die for, ladies. He's training one of my really good friends, Mark Roscoe. We are going to be talking to Michael Dixon. He has an awesome book that I am reading, and it is called The Dark Cloud Over a Lonely Child. He has a poem in here called Bitches, and I love this poem. It is. I'm going to read you a little bit of it. Because I think that it's, well, that I can only read if I can find my glasses. That might be really hard. How do I lose 3 pair of glasses in 10 minutes? Oh, here we go. All right, yes, you can tell I have issues. All right. So the Dark Over Lonely Cloud, Michael will be here next week. She was once a little girl with a good attitude. She had a smile that could brighten up your day. Hello, good morning is what she would most of the time say. As an adult, it wasn't the same. And he has the word bitch, and he has these acronyms. B, because at times she rejected men, and they shouted disrespectful names. Every day she would hear the same thing. She didn't like it, but always. I ignored it. She moved on with her life. She fell in love with a man and eventually got pregnant. She was happy, but the father wasn't. The deceit. T, the pain, heartache, and all of the confusion she felt when her baby was neglected by her father. And please note that Michael took care of his children, that Aaron took care of his children, just so people know. She wanted the father to love their newborn. Child, but she couldn't get a man to take responsibility he wasn't ready for. One day she called him and wanted to know why he left. H, home. The number was changed. She didn't find him in the neighborhood, and no one saw her. Now she's raising a child alone, and it is very hurt. So the next time she doesn't want to speak, it's not because she's a B-I-T-C-H and small. It's because he ignored the child at home. This poem was called Bitch. I think that's powerful. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to leave that alone because I know if you call a woman a bitch, yeah, you got a fight on your hands. So I don't do that. Plus, I have daughters, and I know how I would respond if somebody, you know, would call my daughter a bitch or hurt my daughters.
Uh-huh.
So when you have daughters, you look at women a little bit differently. Y'all can be mean, too, though, because I know with all my daughters, and at the same time, they would go on that 7-day run, and I thought I was in the house with the devil. So I don't mess with y'all. I do y'all the utmost respect. If I feel like I'm being disrespected, I'll go and think about it and come back a little bit later. You know, but
yeah, exactly. That's a good thing for all those men here. Come back later. Don't be telling us anything because we're not listening to all of that drama and stuff. Because you know what? If you guys would just recognize that we run the world and we would be in a better place. I just don't get that and understand that. But you know what? Where can we find you at? You are an awesome comedian. You are funny. I love you. I think you're great. Again, Latrice Cole, Kush Comedy Cafe. Where can we find you at, Mr.
Well,
Aaron?
You know, but, First of all, everybody can register the comics. They can register starting Monday, April the 20th, and then we need 100 promoters, you know, to come together and find the funniest comics. And then also, I got to tell you something. This cold is off the chain. Y'all come out and support the lady. I mean, the lady giving me a barbecue plate, and she got some funny. She had Downtown Tony Brown. She had Aaron Wesley. She got some in-house comics. I mean, she's doing the most. When I grow up, I want to be like her. And you owe me a barbecue plate, too, just so you know. Are you going to come out and support the show?
I will be there in Texas, but I'm here supporting Latrice. And whenever you guys bring your happy selves to Las Vegas, my home is your home, and I will throw out a throwdown barbecue for you people. I will throw down for you.
When you say your home is my home, doesn't mean I get the car keys and go driving around?
No, I get to drive you. Nobody drives my car. Because by that time, I should have a new 2015 Chevy Suburban. So, no, you get driven around with a taxi. That's good enough.
Oh, you going to buy me something, like some clothes or something like that, or a Happy Meal?
You know what? I'll take you to a 99-cent store. No, this is what I do for all my friends, though, because I do. I'll take you to a 99-cent store. You can buy 10 items. That's $10 worth of stuff. Then I will take you to Claim Jumper, and then we will go over to the Corey's Grill, and then we'll go over to Annie's Barbecue, and then I'll barbecue. So that's about all I can do for you.
That's enough. I ain't going to never leave your house. Once I come, you might want to get my social security number and use me as a dependent. I ain't leaving. I'm just going to stay there with you. I can catch a cab. I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't got no problem.
Oh, my God. One of my friends the other day just say that to me. He said, can you take my social security number? Can you claim me as a dependent? Because you'd be doing the mostest over at your house. It's like I said,
for
I need to sit down somewhere. He's like, I just love, because whenever anybody comes to my house, I do. I think it's fun. Come on, let's go to the 99 cent store. Get 10 items. Because the 99 cent store says everything's 99 cents. Well, it really isn't. So
Not the taxes. They throw the tax on the Asians and be like, oh, no, what a seven. I'm like, no, you said 99.
Exactly.
That's exactly where I'm at.
I only got 99 cents. Okay.
That's wrong. Yeah,
no,
anyway,
I love going out to eat, and I love entertaining. I really do. So, yes, whenever you guys bring yourself to Vegas, you guys have a room here, and you guys don't have to pay the hotel cost. You guys just have to be like to have fun. Because we'll go around. I'll drive you guys all around. Yeah, and Latrice thinks, and we can get her to barbecue, and she can just cook the barbecue herself. So Latrice hears us, and I know she's listening, because I know she's there laughing. Like, I would slap the two of those fools right now.
She's a wonderful lady. She is out there doing. I'm so proud of her, because a lot of times people, not just women, but people in general, some of them are intimidated by life. They're intimidated by the things that they go through. And they have gifts. And when they have these gifts, they don't use them because of the intimidation factor that life throws out there.
But you know what about Latrice, though? She's not one. She likes to network with people. And she you know what the gift that she has? And I'm going to say this, and I know she's listening. But seriously, for a moment, the lady is about helping other people and about promoting other people. She's taken time to tell me how to get into comedy. Like when I asked her, she says, you need to do this, you need to do this. She takes the time. She cares. She genuinely cares about people. If there was a choice between two people going to heaven and hell right now, she would get into heaven before me, because I'm just going to say that. Just right
well,
now.
When y'all get to heaven, I'm going to be sending y'all some emails to help me get up there with you. I got some problems. Matter of fact, when I do go down there, I know right now the devil gonna call y'all to make a deal. Like, y'all please take this mug back.
Okay, I will promise to send the devil some barbecue for you at least once a month, so he'll let you out. Okay, so there you go.
No. Don't send the barbecue. I'm already on fire. Just get me out. Okay. get me out. I don't need no barbecue down there. I want to get free me. Okay.
You're not going out because you have Latrice. She will keep you out. I want to say we're getting ready to go off the air. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you to the comedians from Kush Comedy Cafe that's been on this week. Thank you to WBDN Media. Thank you to the Next Level Tennis and Fitness, Danny Buongiorno. He is in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you need a perfect trainer, 702-303-3765. 702-303-3765. Danny Buongiorno is your man. Thank you, Aaron. You have a great day. God be with you. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Conversations with the Diva, we are signing off, everybody. Have a great, 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 wonderful day. Okay. Bye-bye, dear. And that is Conversations with the Diva. That was a great show. Thank you, guys. Kush Comedy Cafe, please tune into the radio show, The Urban Release, that is going to be airing on Mondays at 6 p.m. Please continue to tune in for that. I write for The Urban Release magazine. I work with WBD and media, and I write for Fusion TV and magazine. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.